Good morning. It is July 27th, 2016. The time is 05:57 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Thursday morning at the computer desk. Windows are open. It's sort of cool. It looks like there's some fog out there. Is there? I can't see with all the foliage with the trees, but looks like there's some fog off in the distance there. This is a cloudy, overcast morning. First cup of coffee. Tastes good. But just waking up here about 5-10 minutes ago, and found this article that sort of got my interest. I don't normally look at the business section of the news, but as you can tell from the audio art, it's about McDonald's. McDonald's customers are exploiting, maybe taking advantage of, the company with a troubling new habit. And I'm probably taking part in that habit of what they are offering. The popularity of McDonald's all-day breakfast menu and McPick 2, that's the one that I'm liking really much here of late, promotion is having an unintentional consequences that is bad for business. McDonald's introduced all-day breakfast and McPick 2, which allows customers to choose two items for $5 to drive up traffic to its restaurants. The strategy has worked. U.S. same-store sales at McDonald's rose 5.4% in the first quarter of the year. The chain's best quarterly performance in more than 4 years. So they're doing something, changing up their workflow. And they are workflows in McDonald's. You just have to open your eyes and look at it. They're a good example of workflows. It wasn't until I was turned on to workflows on what they are and what we all do them. From our friend Bernie Goldbach, I didn't have a clue, but every time I step into McDonald's, I see a workflow. Even in the drive-thru, you can see a workflow. But with comparable sales growth now falling to 1.8% in the second quarter, they're seeing customers increasingly seeking to exploit the promotions to trade down to cheaper menus. So that's what people are doing. Average transition values from lunch to dinner have fallen as a consequence, something that has put a damper on overall sales growth. You're getting volume, but it's at a cost. Volume of customers, but overall sales growth is not going the way they want, even if it has been helpful to volumes. In most markets, the price difference between breakfast items and lunch and dinner items are fairly pronounced and may be something McDonald's needs to assess over the next 6 months to see if there is any remedy the down trading trend without losing customers. Franchises have warned that customers are trading down to cheaper breakfast menu items during lunch and dinner now that breakfast is an all day. Now, I haven't really taken advantage of that all day breakfast. I'll eat breakfast in the morning and stuff. I like their McPick 2. I have a bottle of water or something like that in the car, so I'll just get a quarter pounder and fries for $5, and you save a few bucks. So, but the all-day breakfast is a non-starter. One franchisee wrote last fall in response to a survey, "We are trading customers down from regular menus to lower-priced breakfast items, not generating new traffic." Well, that makes sense, but it's a good option. Operators have also complained about the impact McPick 2 on overall profits, where if you buy I usually get a number 2 meal medium, which is a quarter pounder, large fry and medium drink, and that's about $7. So McTwo, I'm saving $2. So I just thought it was an interesting article in the sense that I am a strong believer in McDonald's. I do like McDonald's, as the missus would attest, right? As she walks into the room here, she's putting a thumbs up. Sometimes I get hell for going to McDonald's. When I'm traveling, I look for McDonald's. So that McPick 2, I think it's a great thing. But the article's interesting in the aspect that I thought they were making money hand over fist with this, and evidently, along with their all-day breakfast, and it's getting the customers in. It's a very convenient thing, and I think they're two great programs, but they're getting the volume. But the sales, they're probably getting some increased sales, but not as much as hand over fist. But I think they'll be changing it up probably eventually. They had at one time you could get two Big Macs for the price of one or something like that, which was a good deal because on the weekend the crew that works for me, I would buy them lunch. I'd maybe quarter, or no, it was buy, what the heck was it? Was it quarter, buy one Big Mac meal and you get one at half price or something like that? But it was a good deal to where I could afford to buy my crew of my four other guys that I have on the weekend there a lunch and stuff like that out of my pocket, which I'd like to do. I like doing because it's I got a good crew, and you know, who doesn't like a McDonald's meal, especially when it's free? Oh yeah, there are some people that are really anti McDonald's and stuff. I think McDonald's is just the it, me and the missus like it. It's they're convenient, the product is good, and these two deals are pretty good. Like I said, I don't really use the breakfast thing there, though I have had an egg McMuffin, sausage egg McMuffin, I think at lunchtime, just before lunchtime once. No, if it's close to lunchtime, I'm on that quarter pounder or Big Mac and stuff. But there are workflows, and I guess this article that's in Business Insider, like I said, I don't normally look at articles in the news from on the business section, but when it pertains to McDonald's, I used to work at McDonald's years back when I was stationed up there outside Boston on my off time. I worked part-time at a McDonald's flipping quarter pounders. That workflow then, what the way they used to put the Big Mac or the quarter pounders and even Big Macs back then is completely changed. It's like a small, slim assembly line, more efficient. And that's what I'm talking about, the McDonald's workflow. It's changed over the years. I've seen it every time I go into the store. And it's pretty interesting stuff to observe. And I want to thank our good friend at Top Gold, Bernie Goldbach, on turning me on to observing workflows here the last couple of years. One of the advantages of this audio thing here on this program formerly known as Audio Booth, who is where I met and got to know Mr. Goldbach there, and very good insight. He's the first one that really, I think it was a course he was doing, he was talking about workflows and stuff, and ever since then I've been looking at different aspects of businesses, and McDonald's is the main one because I enjoy. And what are they doing now? I went into one here this past week, and they've got new menus, very simple menus, very, very eye-appealing menus to where they're not conglomerated with all this stuff. Very simple menus, and I think they pride themselves on getting you in and out with your meal within a few minutes and stuff. That we have this one McDonald's. They have the best fries in the area by far. They have the best fries I've ever tasted in McDonald's, and they can vary. You know, if you get your fries fresh, that's a good meal. Speaking of meals, I'm going to finish my coffee here and get some breakfast and get into the job. So you all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.